Yeah. Okay.
And you can save up to $10 on a little top or dress or whatever for a little girl or a little outfit for a little boy. And you can sometimes get things for 50 cents, a dollar, $2 for your child, depending on the size and the age of, the age of the child, because I know you buy children's clothes by their age rather than so much by their size. And so you can get anything on a bargain, even in the automotive department, of all things. I have been
Automotive
there.
department.
Automotive. I have to buy my antifreeze and my oil for my car, and I go back there and I have gotten some good deals by comparison shopping, even on oil and brake fluid and transmission fluid and antifreeze for my car. So just try it. I think you'll like it, and you'll be surprised just how much you can come home with for so little of a price.
Now, I got a question for you. Can anybody even find bargains if they travel?
Well, yeah, you just go in. I imagine you can find a bargain at Walmart anytime. I mean, Walmart has bargains all the time. Because once season is over, boy, they pull that stuff from the rack. It goes on clearance, and they move in the new season. And so, yeah, you can save anywhere. Even if we were to travel, say, out east, and we needed to stop and get something. Of course, I'm gonna look for bargains. That's me.
Your princess the bargain hunter, of
That's
course.
right, and that's what I do. And I have come home with $1 t-shirts for men, for my husband, for you.
Executive producer.
That's right, and so yes, you can get a bargain anywhere you go. Pretty much anywhere on either in the lower 48. I don't know about in Hawaii or Alaska. Never been there. I've never even been out of the state of Missouri. So, but I do know that everywhere I went in Missouri, I've been able to get bargains, because, like you said, I'm Princess the Bargain Hunter.
And there's also a way that you could get bargains online too, when they
Oh
shop
my
online.
gosh, yes. I have done so many of them. I go on to Walmart online and Overstock.com, and I hit the web specials. And I have bought quite a few specials online. I bought a Wi-Fi Epson printer, scanner, fax copier machine on a web special from Walmart, and it only cost me $30.
$30.
Only $30. And I couldn't beat that. That was the best price, because Epson's like Hewlett-Packard. It's a high brand name. And I got it for $30. I can sit in my chair with my laptop, and if I need something printed, I just have my husband turn on the wireless, the Wi-Fi printer, He turns it on. I hit print, and out comes that piece of paper I need. And he shuts it down, brings me the paper, and does it. I love the Wi-Fi stuff. It makes things so much easier. And you can even print stuff, even when you're away, and you take pictures, and you want them printed, you can print them on your printer from another state.
Wow.
Yeah. It stores it. You put an SD card in there, and then it stores it for you, and then when you get home, it just prints it out.
That is amazing. So even if we had to do stuff for Princess the Bargain Hunter, and we had to go to another state, and then we had to print something, and then when we come home, bam, we could do it.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a bargain, and a professional bargain at that.
Yes. And it's very small. It's just a compact one. I mean, it's not very big. And I prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Epson that I had, I mean, that dude was about that long, and about yay wide, and about yay tall. And it was cumbersome. And you use a lot more ink, and you had to have it plugged into the electricity to get it to run. This one here, this Wi-Fi, yes, you have to have it plugged into the electricity. But you can make it print from your computer, your laptop, without having it hooked up. It's kind of like the Wi-Fi mouse, you know. It's like the wireless mouse and things like that. It works in the same ways.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, do you have a funny story when you did comparison shop and itself find something so funny that you never know that it was a bargain to buy it?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. I know that I bought something one time, and I comparison shopped it, and I thought it was going to be one price. And I got up there and was checking it out, and it was like 20 some odd dollars cheaper than what I had expected to pay for it. So they had even cut it down even farther, and I got so excited, and then the cashier was looking at me funny.
I bet you was ready to dance.
I was ready to dance because I had just saved another 20. So I think it was like $25 on top of what I was going to save when I bought it. So, I had people looking at me weird. The cashier was concerned. I think she thought I was gonna whack out on her, you know, like I was bipolar or something. But because I was just so excited, and that's all I could talk about was, wow, I can't believe this. You know, I saved, I don't know, it was 50 some odd dollars altogether. The item had already been cut, and then they had cut it again. So wow. I paid 50 some odd dollars on the item that I was getting, and I wound up paying about $15 for the item. And so, you know, they just couldn't understand my enthusiasm or my excitement at saving that kind of money, because, you know, they have a job and they don't have to be on a budget quite as tight as I did. But I mean, people were looking at me strange.
But I bet that that was the beginning of Princess the Bargain Hunter, even before your executive producer came along.
I think so. It sure did. And then I started shopping for my mom, and she was amazed at how I could come home for stuff with her, for her, and how much money I saved her. So, yeah, I became a very good bargain hunter.
Well, what are we going to do today on this episode? We're going to find some fantastic bargains and, oh, you got to get your tiara.
That's right. And you know why I was sitting here without it?
Yeah, we got to buy one.
Yes. I forgot my tiara. We should have bought that last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that will be one of the first bargains that we show on Princess the Bargain Hunter.
Yes, because I have to have my tiara.
Yeah. But it's got to be something good.
It will. I'm sure of it.
And it's got to be something where it will be wholesome and something that families could know that you are Princess the Bargain Hunter, but do you know that you are a Christian and you serve the Lord?
Yes, I am.
And proud of it.
You bet.
Same here at the executive producer. We're proud to be Christian.
Yes, we are. And I'm proud to talk about my Lord anytime. So.
Hey, Phil Robeson did it on Duck Dynasty.
That's right. And they're still doing it.
Yeah, so why can't we?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Why can't Princess the Bargain Hunter?
The Princess the Bargain Hunter will speak about her Lord God anytime anybody wants to hear. And sometimes you might get to hear it whether you want to or not.
Maybe while doing the bargain hunting. Who knows?
Yes.
You never know.
You never know.
By the way, do you have a favorite scripture? I know what it is, but share with everybody,
yes,
what's your favorite.
Yes, I do have a favorite scripture, and it's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Amen.
So, are you ready to go to the first bargain of this first pilot show?
I'm ready to go, go, go.
Well, let's go, and we're going to film just when you get ready to go, and...
Okay.
Here, Princess the Bargain Hunter. Bargain Hunter. Ha! Bargain Hunter.
Let's turn this way.
Bargain Hunter. Before you know to, before you go to the store, make sure you're in the know with Princess the Bargain Hunter. She knows how to shop, she knows how to say, she's Princess the Bargain Hunter. Yeah! And we will meet you at Walmart for the first bargain.
Come on, everybody.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hello.
I have found a tiara.
You did?
Yes.
You can't be a princess without a tiara.
That's right. And to be Princess the Bargain Hunter, I found a tiara that's just right for my budget.
You did?
I did. And it's right here. Isn't that just the most perfect tiara for a princess?
Oh, it definitely is.
And a nice amount of stones and bling. And it doesn't look too gaudy and audacious.
That is definitely Princess the Bargain Hunter.
And it's definitely Princess the Bargain Hunter's price. $788.
That is a bargain.
Yes. So this I'm going to purchase today
so that I may wear it as I do Princess the Bargain Hunter show.
And with that, you'll definitely look like a wonderful, beautiful princess.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to put it in here in my basket very carefully. You don't want it to get crushed.
That's us purchasing a crown for Princess the Bargain Hunter.
That's right.
All right, we're off.
We're off for another bargain.
All right. Oh, that was a... All right, we're good.
All right. Well, today I decided I want to size down purses because mine is getting too heavy and I'm tired of lugging stuff around that I don't need. So I'm in the purse department here and I've been looking for bargains. I have found two that I consider that are bargains, but that I would carry because I don't like just anything. I'm very particular about my purses. First, I found this one here. One of the hang-over-the-shoulder bags in a blue jean material. Just about the right size to hang over my side around my neck. Because if I get too heavy around my neck, it presses on the blood vessels in the neck. So ladies, think about that when you get a heavy purse and you stick it over your neck because you can do damage on the blood vessels. But anyway, we've got a purse here that was $9.85.
And that's a bargain.
And that's a bargain in itself. But they have it priced down to $7. Well, I decided, let's keep going.
Mm-hmm.
They have a nice big purse section and all new for the summer. So I decided to move on down and I came across this one here.
And that is really pretty.
I like this one because it's blingy like with the coppery looking. Puppery look to it, and if you look, you can unsnap it, and it has this compartment here. It has a compartment there, and also a nice big area inside there.
Sure does.
So, like, I've got three places. One to put extra keys, one to put my cell phone, and one to just put napkins and what have you, ink pen, whatever I decide I want to stick in it. But it's three compartments, then it folds over, and then it's made to also hang over the neck and hang down. And I thought that one would be a lot easier for me to work with.
Now tell the comedy about the snake bag.
Oh.
Very funny.
Yes, my husband, he decided there was one over there. It wasn't this style, but it was another style that was just squared and unzipped from the top. It had a big swath of snake looking plastic on it. And I wasn't going to get it. He wanted me to get it. No. I'm sorry. I don't do snakes in my purse. Or clothes. Shoes. Or anything that has to do with snakeskin. Because when I was younger, I nearly got bit by a copperhead snake. And that's the last time I wanted anything to do with snakes. I am not going to carry a snake around with me.
No way.
The only snake I have to deal with is the devil.
That's right.
But anyway, this one here is also was $9.97 regular price. And it has a bargain clearance tag of $7.
And there it is. Princess got the bargain right there.
And I got the bargain because out of the two, because this one folds over and looks smaller, it has more room. Because this one is just one big open pocket. And I don't want all my stuff mixed together where I can't find it.
No.
So I have decided instead of this one, I'm going for this one.
And that's Princess the Bargain Hunter.
And there's my bargain. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Princess the Bargain Hunter again. And guess what?
What?
I'm having to buy something, personal items for a family member. And she only likes, she likes another brand, but I found this brand, and she likes it.
What's she do?
Especially because she gets one more in the package, plus she gets it for about $6 cheaper.
And $6 cheaper.
About $6 cheaper.
And that's a bargain.
Well, see, these are the assurance. These are made from Walmart only. And there's 16 of them in here for $7.88. And here is the ones that she likes. My family member likes. Well, she likes the Depends. There's only 15 in here, and they want $11.97.
Not a bargain.
Not a bargain at all.
At all.
16 for $7.88, or 15 for $11.97. Which ones do you think I'm going to get, ladies and gentlemen?
I think you get the one with the better bargain, of course.
I think so, too. And I've converted my family member over to these because of price. Because she can get 32 of them for $15 as opposed to 15 of these for $12. So she's doubling her money, doubling her product.
And saving a lot of money.
And saving a lot of money. Because it's only $3 more for her to double with the other ones. So we're going to get the assurance for Walmart.
That's right. And that is definitely a bargain.
Thank you. Well, I'm down here at the shampoo, everybody, and I'm doing my comparison shopping and finding the shampoo that I need. And I need one that's a moisture-rich shampoo. Well, here's Tresemme. It is a brand name. And it is $5.98 a bottle. And you get 28 ounces of shampoo for $5.98. Well, here is Walmart's own brand. Looks just almost like the Tresemme.
Just identical.
Difference in the size, everybody.
Very same different. Size.
Well, this one is $2.74 for 28 ounces. And it also is a moisture-rich shampoo with vitamin E in it, which this one does not even have vitamin E in it. So I don't know where they say that it can put B for drying or damaged hair. But I figure the difference is 28 ounces for the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
$5.98, $2.74. You think of which one? Do you know which one I'm gonna buy now?
The one that's the bargain for $2.74.
That's right. I'm just wondering if my audience is catching on. Always compare, ladies and gentlemen, because there are men who like to use certain types of things on their hair. So, always look for the equal to your name brand as opposed to your house brand. And there's a lot of difference in the price. A little over $3. So, here's another bargain buy for the Princess the Bargain Hunter.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me in my kitchen as I prepare supper for my husband. And it's a very healthy meal, which I think we all need, and much better than eating fast food. So what I have done is I have low-fat cheese from Aldi's, the Fit and Active. It only has 2% milk fat, and they're single slices, and you just take them out of the little cellophane wrap here, and then put them onto your bun. And they're only 50 calories for a slice. And he loves them on his burgers. I'm making him turkey burgers for his dinner. That's what he wanted. He likes them better than beef burgers. He's not a big beef eater anymore. And he loves the turkey burgers. He says, in fact, he forgets when he's eating them that they're turkey burgers.
Yeah, it's very delicious.
He thinks that they're regular hamburger burgers.
Yeah, it's like I'm eating at home, but I'm eating the best, delicious, healthy burger. I mean, even if I was working and I was producing somewhere else, then I would love to bring your turkey burger with me to work, and oh, it would be awesome.
I would make them for you, my dear, every day if you wanted.
Oh, man, that would be delicious.
And then I'm using just a standard small hamburger bun, so there's not a lot of bread. So there's also not a lot of calories. Then I put a little water in the skillet because turkey is kind of dry because there's not all the fat in it that hamburger has. So I've been frying them in the water. I got the water at a good boiling pace. And you can see how they're browning up. And after the water disappears out of the skillet, then I will brown them on each side. And then I will take them out of the skillet, put them onto the cheese. And then, well, actually, I think he wanted barbecue sauce on these, didn't you, dear? Or did you?
Yeah, you know, I think we didn't get the barbecue sauce, did we?
Well, it's up in the cabinet.
And it's up in the cabinet.
And I can't reach the cabinet.
That's right. Well...
You want me to hold that for you?
Well, you could film again, and that'll be before for Princess the Bargain Hunter blooper.
Well, no. Not a blooper, because we want you in front of the camera, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, here, you can do that.
All right, my love.
Hi, this is the producer, executive producer of Princess the Bargain Hunter.
That's my darling. My honey babe.
All right, I am going to get the barbecue started. I'm so excited about Princess the Bargain Hunter.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, my dear, if you'll get the barbecue sauce.
I know, which way it is?
It's that right-hand corner one there.
Right here?
Right by the horse, right on over there in the corner.
Over here?
Yeah, that's the one. I couldn't see your hand, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And if you'll just reach in there.
Are you
filming
me getting this?
Yes, I am. That's what we need.
And
a bottle of Kraft sweet honey barbecue sauce. My husband loves when I make pulled pork or pulled chicken with that. All right, my love, if you'll hand me that.
All right.
Then I will hand you that.
All right. And you're back on the camera.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I will get this open because the water is starting to fry out of the pan because I turned the fire up. Because we want it to be empty. We want the pan to be empty of water when we put the barbecue sauce on, because you want to heat the barbecue sauce a little bit. Okay? Just making sure there was no safety cap on it.
All right.
And we'll shake it up here.
Shake it up, shake it up.
That's right, shake it up.
Shake it up, shake it up. A little bit of comedy here.
Shake it up, shake it up.
Shake it up, shake it, shake it.
Shake it, baby, shake it.
There you go.
Shake it, shake it.
There we go.
Don't you break it.
That's right.
All right. And you can see the water is slowly frying out of the skillet.
And I can hear it too.
Yeah, you can hear it. And this is 85% fat-free
and delicious
ground turkey. It is also purchased at Aldi's. And it's only $1.89 for a 1-pound roll. And I make him 2 meals out of the 1 roll. I use 2/3 of the meat for his burgers, and then I save the other 1/3, and then the next day I crumble it up and fry it in the skillet. And then after it's browned, then I put in rice-a-roni, brown it up a little bit, put some spices in there. Put the water in and the packet, seasoning packet.
Mm-hmm.
Stir it up, bring it back to a boil, and then turn it down to simmer. And I simmer it for 20 minutes. And then he has either chicken rice-a-roni with ground turkey or beef rice-a-roni with ground turkey.
Which is very, very delicious.
There's your testimony, people. I don't eat it. I don't eat meat, so I don't eat it.
But the executive producer does.
And he loves it, loves it, loves it.
I even talk about it all the time, even on the radio show that we do. But this is Princess the Bargain Hunter. But I'm just telling you how delicious that I was talking about it on the radio show. It was like so good, we had to put it on Princess the Bargain Hunter.
Yes, because you love them so much. Okay, now I'm going to flip. See how it browns?
It's flipping over.
And I didn't use any kind of fat. You see how nice they brown?
Oh, it is.
And I will put the lid on there and let them brown on that side.
There we go.
Or just a minute here while I'm getting this ready here.
There we go, shaking it up again. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
Okay. Now, we put some barbecue sauce.
Oh boy, this is gonna be good.
There we go. Now I'll put the lid on there and let it fry up and heat up. It's browning the other side while the barbecue sauce is heating up.
Now, I got a good idea, Princess, while it's cooking. Since this Princess the Bargain Hunter, well, there was something that was messed up on the Bargain Hunter show earlier. And you found an excellent bargain. Since we're talking about food, I mean, kids love candy.
Yes.
And you found some excellent bargains on the candy.
Yes.
So, while we're waiting on the food cooking, why don't you tell them about the excellent bargains that you found on the candy?
Well, I found this Easter, the company that sells Peeps came out with some new ones, and they had three different mystery flavors. And they sold for $1 a box. And so I bought 9 boxes. And I got them on sale for 25 cents a box.
Wow.
So I got $9 worth of Peeps for $2.25.
Wait a minute. You bought 9 boxes of Peeps for
$2.50. 25 cents.
25 cents. Well, yes. Anyway, it's still a bargain.
I know.
It's still a bargain.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And also, I found some boxes of 28 bug eggs, like little garden bugs.
Yeah.
And there was candy in them. And there's 28 of them in the box. The box sold before Easter for $5.48.
Wow.
I purchased 3 boxes today at $1.37 a box.
$1.37. Oh my land, that is a bargain. You are truly Princess the Bargain Hunter.
Thank you. Well, those 3 boxes were near would have been nearly $17 for those 3 before Easter. I bought them today for just around $4.
Wow.
For all 3 boxes.
That is definitely a bargain.
Yes. Well, wait till you hear this bargain. I found some sweet tart eggs, Easter eggs, the plastic ones, with candy in them. And there's 16 eggs in a bag. And they sold for $5.98 a bag.
$5.98 a bag.
So that's $6 a bag. Before Easter.
Before Easter.
I purchased them today for $1.49 a bag.
No way.
Yes, way. And so I got 4 bags, which cost me $6 for the 4 bags, which would have cost me $24 before Easter.
Whew, that is a bargain. That is a true bargain.
It was a great bargain. And I was very happy with myself.
Yeah, because, you know, we're doing a service for people. We're showing people in a bad economy, in a down economy, how they could buy things for less and get the bargains that they need, and so they could still, you know, go out if they want to go out, or eat in that they want to eat in and treat themselves like what we're doing, eating dinner here. And also, if we want, we could do other ways of finding bargains, because we're here to help the economy.
Now, my love, I'm ready to put the burgers.
Oh, this is the good part. This is the good part.
I'm ready to put the burgers onto the bun.
Yeah.
Your favorite part.
Yeah.
Let me put this lid down here.
You are witnessing perfection, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want it to break or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then my husband loves pickles.
Oh, love pickles. I'm a pickle man.
He's a pickle man. I'm a pickle woman, too. I like pickles. So we're going to top the top
mm-hmm.
with some already relish, with some dill relish.
And they taste delicious on turkey burger or any kind of burger.
All right. Gotta spread it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then top them with their tops.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this out of the way here. Get a closer look. That's your supper.
Now, I don't know how we're going to do this. I want to film me eating and enjoying the burger. How's that?
Well, I'll film you while you enjoy it.
Yeah, I want to let the people know that I'm just not Whistling Dixie.
Alrighty, move those. Did you forget about your plate?
Oh, yeah, I sure did. Hey, there's a comedy for you. I forgot my bum plate.
Yeah. And I will come over here.
Now, I don't mind saying blessing in front of the camera because we thank the Lord.
Yes, and we don't apologize. Because we thank the Lord.
Yeah,
we don't apologize for praying.
That's right.
Over our food in front of people.
So
we're
going to do that, but they do it on TV anyway.
Yes.
But this is generally Christian people praying over their food.
That's right.
So let us pray.
Alrighty.
Father God, we thank you for this food that we're about to receive. Let it be used for the nourishment of our bodies. Don't let us get hurt, harmed, choked, or strangled in any way. And we thank you in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the talent to do this and calling us to be a help to people. And the yes. Lord Jesus did that.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
So. He blesses us every day.
All right, so ready to do the take that?
Yes, and be very careful. They are hot.
Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah.
Is your mouth watering, my dear?
Mm-hmm. Stick your hand.
Yeah, that.
Stick your fingers.
That happens with barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but, this is delicious.
But, oh, the barbecue sauce is good.
This is totally delicious.
Thank you.
And see, everybody will now know that I'm the man that gets to enjoy everything that Princess the Bargain Hunter cooks on this show. And, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, you could do the same thing. So, I'm going to give it back to Princess.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
And I know it's going to be awkward seeing people turning on YouTube. Hey, we don't have editing equipment, so what can we say? And here is the beautiful, the lovely Princess the Bargain Hunter.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's how I cook a meal for my sweetheart, my man. And he loves it every time. So we'll have more meals as we go along. And I'll teach you some shortcuts on saving money, but making a tasty meal. And I want to thank you for joining me with this and for this and actually seeing my husband try it in front of you. And you have a good day. Thank you.
Princess, the bargain hunter!
Bargain hunter, ha! Bargain hunter, bargain hunter, princess the bargain hunter, bargain hunter, bargain hunter, princess the bargain hunter, bargain hunter. And ladies and gentlemen, we are just done our first pilot episode. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here it comes. Here she is, Princess the Bargain Hunter.
Hey, everybody. We made it.
We made it.
We're home. We got our bargains. And we saved us some money.
And that's, look at that. That's the purse from the first bargain. Well, one of the first bargains.
One of my bargains. And I'm already using it. But we got what we needed. And we got the best bargain out of all of them. And now we're home. And we can sit back and relax. And think about our next bargains. For next week.
That's right. We're going to be doing another show. We're going to be doing more shows like this. We're not going to stop.
That's right. This is our show and we're going to do it.
That's right.
And you can all can enjoy watching it and hopefully learn how to comparison shop from me, the Princess the Bargain Hunter.
That's right.
And and also enjoy saving some money and sitting back and wondering what you're going to spend it on.
Who knows? Maybe saving, maybe putting in, investing the money, or maybe traveling. Who knows?
Well, when you save enough for that. I mean, I saved some money, but not that much yet.
Well, we'll have different types of people watching this show.
Yes, that's true.
So
anyway, I would thank you all for joining us and watching us as we shop and compare prices. And I wish you the best, and we'll see you the next time.
Bargain hunter, bargain hunter, now you're in the know, you're well prepared, thanks to Princess the Bargain Hunter. We will return for another show, that's Princess the Bargain Hunter. Yeah, psh. See you in the next show.
Bye, y'all.